from morning up to this evening, we've had several interactions at various levels with the police in trying to find an amicable way of holding the rally tomorrow. We're supposed to hold a national solidarity rally with North Africa, as implied in our area press briefing to the country. And we seem not to have agreed on to the venue with the police. And this is creating a lot of fear in the general public here in Kampala, because every time we've had such standoffs with the police, we have had several people injured, other people killed by the police and the military. And we're saying as activists that our main objective for holding this rally tomorrow is to communicate with the people. It's not our intention that every time we hold the rally, we have our people beaten, injured, or even killed. And we're saying that the police is trying to provoke us into this kind of acts, so that they have justification to unleash terror onto the people. And as leaders of AFLC, we're saying, look here, we are not going to be digressed by the police. And if it means postponing our intended rally to a new venue and mobilize afresh, we shall simply do that, because we would like to speak for the people. And you're not going to succeed to speak for the people if you get into confrontation and have them tear gas. And, you know, the police in Uganda uses live ammunition whenever there's a misunderstanding. To the police here, there's no common sense. When you agree, they go to their stores and pick guns and live ammunition. So we would like to see. We know when and how to engage the police. And this time around, our choice is to conduct a successful rally, because we know the behavior of the police, a partisan police, and we're not about risk our people of a rally where we wanted them to carry with them a message. They know the behavior of the police. It will not surprise them, but at least we want them to go home with a message. Which message will form the basis for our next wave of activities at the FOC?
Please say your rally in solidarity with North African Uprising will create unnecessary tension in the country, and that is why they are pushing for its ban or possibly changing the venue.
No, of course, they know for a fact that Rari has no direct intentions of raising tensions in the country. And if anybody talks about tensions over what? We have lived with a dictator for the last 3 decades, and we have had enough tensions. There's no worse tension than the tension of living with a dictator every day, waking up the fact that a dictator is your president. I think that's worse tension. The police sees that fashion as misplaced. And I believe, like you put it, they're trying to divert us from the objective. And I don't think the police are good to know they're going to communicate to the people.
But in Puga, several protests that you have organized, including the walk to work, have always ended up with some confronting the police. Don't you think it's reasonable for them to tell you to go to some place else where you will not disrupt normal business activities, as well as allow your members to hear your message to take home?
Well, for starters, we do not compel anybody. We do not force anybody. We do not transport anybody to attend any of our rallies or activities. And for the record, no activist whatsoever of any one level or class has ever been arrested for attempting to steal or vandalize anybody's property. But over the years, we have only seen police. We saw police eating people's food in one of the markets around town near Kampala here, and they were taking people's food, the chapatis and all other snacks for free. And these were not activists; they were police, people in a police uniform, eating people's food. So if you're talking about hooligans, if you're talking about thieves, this is the police, not the activists. And at least the activists know reasons why they wake up to say today we're going for a demonstration, today we're going for a rally. And it does not in any way involve any activities of hooliganism. We abhor hooliganism. We detest all forms of aggression against innocent people. And we shall be the last people to engage in that kind of activity.
Why is there a need to have a solidarity rally with North Africans in Uganda? Why?
You know, apart from Africa being one landmass, we have shared lots of trades with Africans the last 50 years. You know, the bulk of African states acquired their independence between 40 to 50 years ago. And throughout this time, Africa has suffered the brunt of corruption, dictatorship, and whatever we see for Africans being able to rebel themselves, we have every reason to join them in celebration and identify with them. Because if you look at the situation, for example, that occasioned the revolution in Tunisia and compare it with what was in Egypt and then Libya, you can see a clear trail of dictatorship, of abuse of executive power, of family rule, of corruption, of unemployment, of plunder by the president and his family. These are no different from what's happening in Uganda. And we feel as Ugandans that indeed our colleagues across North Africa have done a good job in being able to remove the shackles of dictatorship around themselves. For example, you realize that Hosni Mubarak told every election in his country, as good as Museveni has done several here in Uganda, that the regime has killed opponents. It's no different from what's happening here. We've had several charges brought against regime opponents, arrested. Several have died in jail. Several have been shot on the streets. And it's no different. We're only saying that if we do identify with these people, maybe at some stage, it would help Ugandans to summon the nature of courage that we have seen these people exhibit to say no to dictatorship and end impunity in our country, end gunmanship and impunity.
Don't forget that President Museveni won an election. So how do you call him a dictator when he was elected in a democratic election?
Do you agree that Mubarak used to steal elections in his country?
Well, nobody has presented any empirical proof.
At least in Uganda, we had two elections in 2001 and in 2006. They were all stolen. The lead opposition party went to court. And the courts all clearly indicated that the elections were fraudulent. They were only unable to be courageous enough to nullify the elections. But in their conclusions, they were all saying the elections were fraudulent. And it was not any different in the last election, at least for those who were here. And if you read the all-observer reports, it was very clear that the president has stolen the election.